All right, it's KFC Radio. It's a Wednesday quickie. I am joined by John Feidelberg, who's actually the host of Section 10. He's a baseball podcaster as well as a smut podcaster.
I will call co-host. I don't want to overstep my boundaries.
So today we're talking a little baseball here.
Yeah, we fixed Facebook Monday. We're going to fix baseball today.
Let's go.
It's a big week.
They took their own steps, baby steps here. Major League Baseball did something cool for the first time since allowing everyone to do steroids back in the 90s when they mic'd up Mookie Betts during a spring training game yesterday, and literally, like, not in the dugout, live during play, and the ball gets hit his way, and he's cracking jokes as it goes down. Give it a listen.
It wasn't a walk-off. You didn't just drop the mic and walk off knowing that this is a strike and I'm done.
I wanted to, but because, yeah, I mean, it's etiquette, you know,
right.
Bowling etiquette. You can't.
Yeah. Uh-oh. There you go.
I ain't getting this voice.
Get on your horse.
I mean, that's the most entertaining thing to happen in baseball since the home run race. Like, the very first, uh-oh. Like,
yeah,
I did not think I was going to get a ball hit my way. And the old, I'm not going to get this one, boys. But not in a, you know, it's not like it. He was not going to get to that ball no matter what, so it's not like you can have the baseball purists go fucking nuts over
but
this.
But they still will because they're
course,
fucking
they're
losers.
Baseball
they're
losers.
The biggest fucking losers in the whole world.
We are here. Okay, so let's keep track. We are the Beta Boys. We are the number one feminist podcast on the planet. We are the number one masculine podcast on the planet. And we are now going to rep for all the normal baseball fans out
yes.
there. Because I feel like baseball fans get a bad rap from other fans being like they're all nerds or they're all uptight or they're all sabermetrics dorks or they're all like high and mighty. We are the normal ones here and we are
I just want baseball to be fun.
Make baseball fun again. That was the Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper.
But we're going to take that torch and we're going to run with it. I don't know how serious you took this versus how serious I took it, or lack thereof, I should say. Like, what's your first thing that you would do to make baseball enjoyable and fun again?
This, right here, this. And it's not only because, like, Mookie made a joke one time. Like, it's so perfectly baseball where, like, you can kind of have a, it's like, that's why you go out and you have a catch. Because, like, you go play catch. But I just said have a catch because I say that as a joking matter. Don't jump on it. I say play catch.
Have a catch.
Yeah. But you go, it's where you go play catch. And, like, that's why dads teach you life lessons while you're playing catch.
It's a very passive thing that you can.
You can just do other things while you play baseball.
Namely drink.
Namely drink. Drinking's one of
Which
them as well.
Which is why I thought maybe we could put that on the list. It's like, everybody should be able to have a few pops during the game.
But baseball's biggest problem, and I actually wrote about this and it's not baseball, it's hockey's problem as well. You draw your own conclusions about what the Venn diagram between baseball and hockey players is. But I did it when I blogged about Zlatan Ibrahimovic, or however you pronounce his name. He's coming to the MLS. Now, did you see this blog? Do you know about him?
Now we're talking about soccer?
Well, yeah, because
So you lost me, bro.
Well, it's Zlatan, he is just the most electrifying person. Like,
okay.
He gives A++++ quotes. Like, for example, they asked what he got his girlfriend for an engagement present. He said, "What do you mean?" She got Zlatan. Like, he said when they were asking if he would stay in Paris, he said, "If you can take down the Eiffel Tower and build a statue of Zlatan, I will stay." Like, he like gives stuff like that. He just has so much personality where he's fun to watch the game.
It's like a WWF wrestler.
Yeah, and American North Americans, if you're going to bring hockey into it too, North Americans, I think our whole lives have been beaten over the head with the shit where it's like, play for the name on the front, not the name on the back. You know,
team
like,
player.
Act like you've been there before, all that shit. And
be
so,
professional.
Like, so many, particularly white, like play athletes, just give these boring ass quotes, and it's in baseball and in hockey. Those are the two big ones. Like I referenced in baseball, you get the Latinos who like
they got swagger coming out of their ass,
coming out of their ass because they knew the only way to get out of poverty was to
stand out,
right?
Stand
out, be this exciting, energetic player.
Yep.
That's why Jose Bautista throws a bat to fucking Mars and then soaks up the fucking crowd noise like he's Maximus Aurelius. And then,
are you not entertained?
And then he decides to run the bases. That's why, like, whenever Alexander Ovechkin scores a goal, you can't tell if it's his first goal ever or his last goal ever. It's all that much excitement.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of us are just like, yeah, you know, got out there, got pucks on net, and had to forecheck, and you know.
Yeah, well, you know, no, here's the thing: white people are boring.
Right,
we always
boring.
Have it boring. We can't dance. We're not that funny.
But like, I would
swagger.
Say that. Like, if I'm like, oh fuck, I'm not getting this.
Yeah.
Or if like you had Mookie Betts mic'd up while Giancarlo Stanton hit a 500-foot fucking bomb over the monster, and like Benny didn't even turn around. He was just like, whoa, that's
no, you know
gone.
What?
Like,
you know what? I need someone mic'd up when We'll keep it with the Sox. Like when Chris Sale strikes out like 9 in a row, and someone, you know, at that point you're just standing in the field like there's not a single ball coming my way. No one's even going to put this in play.
Yeah,
and you're just laughing at the opposition like, nope, not even close. Nope. Oh, you thought, you know, pulled the string, like whatever. Just basically doing play by play for your own player because you can just sit back and relax while he mows down the other team.
That's what we talked about that kind of on Section 10 this week, actually, with how much everyone loves Dennis Eckersley. And I said everyone loves Dennis Eckersley in the booth because Eck doesn't – like, Eck genuinely believes he might be getting the call.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't feel like sitting in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's sitting up in the booth because
Keith Hernandez is the same way. Keith Hernandez is like, I could bat 330 right now, but, right. You know, I just want to hang out.
Right. So, like, you want to hear ball players call the game.
Yep.
And if you give him this – and it's kind of like I said, like playing catch, you can kind of just let your mind rest and let your real personality come out. It's also like with Office Reference, when Michael Scott has to go see Toby – go to therapy for like spanking his nephew, and Toby decides to play board games with him because he won't talk to him. So if he's like, we just play board games and let his mind do something else, his real shit comes out.
That's what'll happen with baseball.
That's what happens with baseball.
Yep.
That's when you stop with like, they're just boring rednecks or whatever. You know, like they're boring Floridians, boring Californians. It's just like, let them show themselves. They are entertaining people. We've hung out with baseball players who are fucking really fun and cool.
Right, but
let them be them.
Yeah, they. It's such a like. Especially if you're, you know, a Yankee or something like that, where they become so corporate, and it's like how is Mike Trout not like the cockiest, coolest, most swagged out guy in the world? Or maybe he is, and he hides it. But like, if I'm Mike Trout, I would talk in the third person. And I'd be walking around like, "Hi, I'm Mike fucking Trout. What did Mike Trout do today? Mike Trout's going 30-30 again. Mike Trout's going to be the MVP. Like he's maybe the most talented player ever.
And he's the most. I've said this for years now. He's the most poorly marketed athlete that has
ever lived. He might be the most poorly marketed thing of all time.
Yes.
It's like Twitter. Mike Trout's like Twitter. It's like this fucking incredible thing that's just like, well, it's not really, I don't really know what's going on there.
Yeah,
you know, like what?
Eh? Make money off it?
Yeah, like,
I don't want to.
Is he winning the MVP?
Let's put him on Baseball Tonight zero fucking times every year. I mean, on Baseball Tonight, Sunday Night Baseball.
You would think
zero
that he
times.
Doesn't even speak English or something.
Right.
It's like we can't market this guy somehow. He's like a young, it's crazy. I mean, I feel like if he goes to the Phillies, maybe he'll, you know, back at home in his hometown, but I don't know. Massive problem there. So Mike, everybody up or Mike? Like, you know, your charismatic guys here and there.
I think everyone's mic'd up,
and you just pick out the
you're not talking to everybody at one time, but like everyone's got a mic on them. You're not doing mics in the fucking dugout and stuff like that. Changing, everyone's got a mic on them, and sometimes it's just like
you can flip them on and off though. So you know what I mean? Like if it's because it's got to be part of the broadcast. You know what I mean? Or is it like a replay thing?
I think both. I think, but at any time, someone could come in, and any time at an appropriate time, you know, you're not fucking chasing down a ball, and they're like, "Whoa, Mook, you think you're gonna get this one?" Like, you'll be talking in between pitches, and maybe a ball gets hit your way.
But like, this is great.
It's just like whenever, like, there's might be a voice in your head, and you just gotta be ready for that. And like, it's not that hard. You can hear voice. It's not like,
yeah, you're in the crowd, you know,
right? Their voice is coming all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe you ignore it. I don't fucking know. And like, that's a thing too. But there, it's always possible to just be able to talk to someone. Like, yo, like, what are you doing out there, Benny? Like, you haven't had a ball hit your way in 6 innings. You bored right now? Like, I know you're bored. Just tell me
right.
You're bored. Benny's like, nah, man, come on. He's like, yeah, I know you're bored.
Especially,
dude.
Like, in the dog days, you know?
Yeah.
The pennant race, fine. But, you know, middle of July, you're up or down like 10 games in the division. What's up, bud? Talk to me. How many beers you have?
And I guarantee you players would enjoy that, too. I guarantee you a lot of players would like an outlet for their personality. Whereas, I mean, they do have Twitter, but, like, it's always the funniest thing, the most mind-boggling thing, come MLB playoff, MLB All-Star game time, when like they're tweeting about votes and stuff like that. And I'm like, I wonder how many followers this guy has. Every MLB All-Star has about 50,000 followers.
I know, it's crazy.
It's insane.
I know.
Like, my brother has that many. It's fucking crazy.
Yo, could you imagine Bartolo mic'd up, man? Guys like that? Like,
yeah.
Get Juan Uribe mic'd up? These guys are like fucking comedic gold if you just let them run with it.
It makes no sense to me. And like, even just this one clip went viral on like 10 different people's feeds today, and everyone was like,
"This
incredible.
Is what we
it's
need.
Incredible. It's so cool."
Just do it.
MLB just ignore it.
So stupid.
I remember last year when Tim Tebow was in spring training, and
by the way, Tim Tebow promoted to Double A.
Double A.
Hit 56. Yeah.
He was in spring training, and the MLB official account tweeted about him 10 times in a day. Yep. They had tweeted about.
Yeah, but you know what?
Or it wasn't spring training because he came in late in the year, right?
But it puts so asses in the seat. Like, it gets more retweets and more traction than anything. So, but what do you blame him for?
But I don't blame them. But like, I also think it's kind of like shit we go through here, where it's like, yo, you have a good show.
Talk about
that one.
Right.
Like, you're like getting on me to promote this other stuff that's like really not even going to have lasting power or whatnot. Like, this is your big one.
Right. Talk about that one. Yes.
And like,
that.
You have Mike Trout. Don't talk about Tim Tebow. Talk about Tim Tebow a little bit. I get it's entertaining and whatever, but like, promote Mike Trout.
The real fucking
deal. Put a microphone
deal.
On Mike Trout. Let Mike Trout promote himself.
Call it fucking mic'd up. God damn it. Here are my other ideas to save baseball. One, legalize steroids.
I think we're pretty much there, if we're being honest.
You think so?
Yeah, I think we're pretty much there. I think steroids are pretty much legal again.
They're just back, and that's why, you know.
Well, I guess there is of the Verlander world. Went scientist on us a couple of weeks ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he's breaking down, like, the fucking flight path of balls and, like, the air resistance they're dealing with. I'm like, where the fuck did you get this information, dude?
Seriously, dude.
But, it was so maybe it's not steroids, but the home run. I mean, there were more home runs hit last year than there ever were before.
I know, yeah. Which is like again to compare to like the late 90s. It's like nope, more
in the late 90s. Ken Caminiti had 75% of them were on steroids, and last year they hit more.
But the difference is the steroid era was still more fun. Because the difference now is that a guy who used to hit 5 is hitting 15. Mm-hmm. That's not as exciting as dudes hitting 60 left and right. So, like, you need the real pieces of shit who are like, I'm going to poison my body until I'm the Hulk.
Like guys,
I don't care that your second baseman now hits 12 instead of 2. Like, whatever.
It's,
you know?
It's so funny to go back and watch those clips. Mark McGwire was goddamn G.I. Joe.
He was holding, like, a toothpick, it looked like. It was crazy.
That ball he hits at, not Safeco, the Kingdom.
The one that goes, like, through the fucking roof. Literally through the roof.
He's jogging around the bases, and it's just this pile of muscle. When it's
he
not
does
even
the,
human.
When he does, like, the elbow lock thing with Canseco, it's like, this is just the most steroids that have ever been combined. My other idea, one player of your choice gets to use a metal bat.
See, that the thing with that, I love it. I think you should use a metal bat in a home run derby. No, you can't do that either because you have to do it in an NP stadium.
We need some protective screens and shit like that.
Like, they need to play. They'd have to play in like a cage, because the ball. They'll kill people.
You will need like and the fucking nets come up so you can't hit the crowd, and you almost need to play like. You need nets everywhere, but I want to see someone.
I don't think nets do. I think you need bulletproof glass. I think if you give Giancarlo Stanton a metal bat, he'll murder people behind nets.
How about this then? Your worst player gets a metal bat. So, like, you're just non-pitcher. Let's say, you know, you get, like, your scrub catcher now with something, a little bit of pop. That way you're not killing somebody, but you're just like, this guy stinks so bad we're going to let him hit with a metal bat.
I'd like to see one game a year played in an empty – nah, you can't even have players in the field. I don't know. I don't know if metal bat can work because they'll – even Christian Vasquez, he'll kill people.
Yeah, he'll murder somebody.
Like, you gotta put the pitcher behind plexiglass and an empty stadium and no field. It can only work with a home run derby.
But we should definitely do that for home run derby.
Because it's just mystifying
to see
that stuff.
Home run derby should just be on, like, a golf course.
Yeah.
They don't even do it in a baseball stadium.
Like, holy shit. Like, remember, like, that was so much fun. We used to, as kids, we'd go to, like, the high school ball field when we were, like, in Little League, and we'd just do soft toss with golf balls.
Golf ball with a metal bat or a tennis bat.
Just seeing things go that far is so cool.
I mean, I feel like I've said this like several times recently on the podcast, where we just blasted off into the middle of the neighborhood. It could kill a dog, it could kill a baby. Then I don't know where it went. But if you were doing it like on a golf course and you're like, this is a par 5, you know, and you just blasting balls all over the fucking place, it doesn't even need to be in a baseball stadium. I just want to see things be shot fucking far.
One of my favorite baseball clips is Bryce Harper's high school home run derby.
Mm-hmm.
When Bryce Harper was at on the moon. In Tampa, and he was in Tampa hitting balls 700 feet with a metal bat. And he was 19. No, he was 17.
He's like 16 at that point. Yeah.
Video. Yeah.
Well, how about this? If we're gonna work in a little bit of violence and whatnot, my idea: pegging is allowed when you're, let's say, you're tagging up only from third to home. If you peg him, he's out.
I think that's
it's almost borderline impossible.
I was gonna say, I think it's a great idea. I think the only time you're ever gonna get hit is accidentally, like bounce off the catcher's chest or something like that.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if you could just fucking snipe somebody, though? I'm thinking really, like, especially, like, in Boston from, like, left field, where it's, like, you're playing shallow anyway with the monster, and all of a sudden it's just like, boom.
I remember when Cespedes played there for a cup of coffee, And he would just like, he wouldn't even move. He'd just wait for the ball to come to him and just like, bam.
I mean, that's not fair to put Cespedes out there left. That's just a joke.
He was throwing people out at home from the hole. I was like, why are you running?
I know.
It's Yoenis Cespedes in the hole.
People still run on that guy. It's crazy. Because you know what? They think he's lazy. And it's like, he is, but he's going to make up for it. He's going to fucking gun you down. So steroids, metal bats of some sorts. I want some violence and some pegging. Mic'd up. I think the bullpen carts are a nice touch that we need to like truly ramp up and do the right way. Like, you know, not just like a little corny like drive in. We need to really, really do it right.
Here's my big one. Alcohol sales. That, I know that's a national problem. You can't cut off alcohol sales after the after the seventh start of the eighth it goes off?
Yeah, it's like
it
everybody needs to fend for themselves driving. I'm sorry.
It doesn't make any sense to me because here's the deal. I actually, you know what? It's not – I don't believe it's – I don't think it's a national thing. I think it's insurance reasons. Because
probably.
Here's the deal with it. Like, as long as I'm allowed to leave the stadium and go to a bar – I should be allowed to drink inside the stadium.
Because you're right? Not going to stop me, yeah.
Like, if I get out at 10 p.m. and I want to drive drunk, I'll go to a bar first. Like, it's, I think I should have access to alcohol because it's particularly.
Or how about this? Maybe just to, you know, I'll meet you halfway. You can't start drinking until the third, but I get to drink the whole way through at the end.
Okay.
That way, it's still the same amount of beers. Maybe the timing issue is still a problem, but I'm just saying.
Ninth inning in like a. Pressure
close
pack game
is what I need.
I need a beer.
I start squirreling beers in the third.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
By the end, you're just drinking like warm flat beer. Yeah. But it's better than nothing.
But the thing is, it's like baseball is the one where it's a real problem because like hockey, you go into overtime, but it's a 5-minute overtime.
You go to extra innings, you're fucked.
Right? Like I've said, if you stay past the 11th on a regular game,
I don't trust you.
Then you're a lunatic.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point? You haven't had a beer in fucking an hour. Like, you got to be falling asleep in the seat. And it's like, what if this game, the Sox last year, the Sox played 19 inning games almost every day.
I know.
The Sox went.
You were rooting for them always.
It was crazy. I think we had like twice we went to 19, once we went to 18. I was always rooting for 20. I needed 20. And it's crazy to just like not let them have beers. And I always tell a story of when I was in Canada. I was at the Bruins Canadians playoff series, and I'm a big proponent of overtime beers. I squirrel them away just in case, you know, especially in the playoff hockey because that'll go all fucking day, like the NHL, like baseball does. But I asked the woman at the Molson Center. I said, "When do you guys stop serving beers?" This woman looked at me like I was the dumbest foreigner she'd ever met in her life. Like I was an alien from Men in Black. She was like, "What does that even mean?" What do you mean? I don't know why she was Russian, and and she's like we. We serve until the game ends.
Yeah, you can,
what other response would be appropriate? Like, girl, you don't even know what it's like in America.
Yeah, like, I mean, think about anywhere else that serves alcohol. Like, you know, bars don't ask, don't tell. Like, yeah. I'll just serve you beer. You could be getting into a car right now at a restaurant. Keep ordering bottles of wine. Nobody says anything. But at a baseball game, we're going to stop you.
The NFL just shuts it off whenever the fuck they feel like.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason.
There's like, yeah, there will be times where, like, I'll go up at halftime and they'll be like, nah, we're closed. We talk about we're closed. It's halftime. Fucking egg, dude. It's the AFC Championship. It's halftime. Get me a goddamn beer. This is insane.
No, I mean, as always.
If you want to keep
always,
fans
here
there and
Radio,
happy.
We put alcohol in the church. We put alcohol in 24 hours in airports. Alcohol all the time will always make your product infinitely better.
If you want to do it, if I'm drunk enough, I'll sit in left field while John Carl uses a goddamn metal bat. You want to make it entertaining.
That, yeah. Like you have to earn your beer after the seventh. It's like you have to do some death-defying act. Fine. That's cool. I'll take a fucking piss rocket right to the face as long as I can drink a beer. Let's go. Oh, and finally, let us fucking tweet clips of your fucking products,
yes.
Major League Baseball.
Yes.
Dumb goddamn assholes. dumb assholes. So
it's crazy to me. It's crazy to me.
It's the greatest sport of all time. Yeah, and then they botch it in every possible way.
But
with promotion and
particularly the Twitter
PR
thing. I'd forgotten about the Twitter thing. Because guess what? If you want to promote your own Twitter, that works. Like, that will go viral every single time like it did today. But just how major sports organizations with, you know, assumed smart people running them have watched the success of the NBA.
I know.
Take off.
Across the entire fucking planet.
In 3 years. Just because of Steph Curry highlights.
It's nuts. And like, you don't think people want to sit around and they're like, how do we replicate what the NBA has? And someone in the room is like, should we let them tweet? No! No, we cannot do that. Next topic. Like, that's the answer. Let the fucking World Wide Web do it for you. Let the interweb promote your goddamn product.
Be your free marketers.
Yeah. You have a free street team to the tune of like 500 million people on social media across all these different accounts. Let them talk about your product. It's crazy, goddamn idiots. But let's work on the metal bats because that sounds really dangerous. Let's figure that out.
I like danger. Danger is nice.
Yeah. All right. Let us know how you would save baseball, and we'll catch you guys tomorrow for a full episode with Tom Segura on KFC Radio.